It's that time again on a Friday when we bring you another update from the coalface. Joining me as always, Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, big spotlight on transport, especially with 2010 coming up, and I believe Joburg's going to do some big things.
Yeah, the city of Johannesburg aims to have its 2 billion rand rapid bus transport system operational by 2009. That's just ahead of the 2010 Soccer World Cup. And this is a 94 kilometer bus system. They're talking about buses coming in the peak period, but every minute to 3 minutes, and in the non-peak, every 5 minutes to 10 minutes. They've chosen out 6 routes. One of these is from Alexandra Township to Soweto's Regina Mundi, from Randburg to Johannesburg, from Dobsonville to Troyville, and they picked out the taxi areas. Where is the taxi commuter route? And the idea is to follow the pattern of 40 other countries, and particularly Bogota, where taxi operators became the bus operators at a new economic level. And so that is the aim here, to actually convert the taxi operators into bus operators and have a totally new system of road networks linking in with the Gautrain, particularly at Park Station, Johannesburg Station, and Sandton and Rosebank, and using a smart card, so it's cashless, which is intermodal, being able to go onto rail and to rapid bus.
Interesting. Martin, last week we talked about power, the six-pack station, some more energy-related developments, but I believe with an environmental focus.
That's right, clean coal. We settled with coal in South Africa. We burn 100 million tons of it every year. 92% of our electricity comes from it. Even when you look at the new generation stations, if you take the top 6 in the military phonetic culture of Alpha, Bravo and Charlie, the first 6 are all going to be coal-fired, and the ones that have been announced, both Alpha and Charlie, also coal-fired. So we settled with coal, but it has this tremendous emission problem. We know that the world over, investors are looking to coal. There's an abundant source of it. They're investing in coal to a greater extent than they are oil. They've got more faith in it. There's just one big caveat. You've got to clean up your act. Mm-hmm. You can't have the emissions going through. And so enormous funds are being poured globally into cleaning coal, clean coal technology. And Eskom has been working on this for the last 10 years. 2003, they joined the International Energy Agency. There's 23 countries working on this. They will share the information. But big action is taken in FutureGen project in the US, where Anglo-American, BHP, Billiton, Xstrata, and Rio Tinto are coming together to produce what will be nigh zero emission at these new stations, and then migrate that technology around the world. Meantime, Eskom also has a few aces up its sleeve, particularly with underground coal gasification at Majuba. Instead of combusting the coal on surface, you actually combust underground and create a gas flow where the combustion actually takes place underground in areas where you can't mine coal. So you might as well use that huge abundance of coal and create the combustion under the ground so that you are virtually emission free on surface.
Martin, funding BEE deals has always been a complex question. I believe some new players do think they've got some answers.
Yes, there's also a tidal wave of private equity activity. You know, every time we open the paper, we see this private equity. And now there is a new 649 million black economically empowered private equity fund. And this is the Kagiso Infrastructure Empowerment Fund, and they will be looking across the board, and of course also having to recapitalize, because to be meaningful they will need to do that. But the early activities will be in the secondary market assets, probably in toll roads, you know, the prisons, telecommunication sector. They are known to be talking to Kelvin Power Station. There's been a lot of trouble after the privatization of Kelvin Power Station. Johannesburg City Council used to own it. It was privatized. The new private sector owners couldn't run the thing, and it's actually been taken back by the banks. So there will be talks with this new BEE private equity fund to see whether there's an opportunity to do some disbursements into that activity. And so across the board, they'll be looking at potential in all greenfields. And the idea, the strategy will be, if they've got this BEE funding coming in, as we know, private equity only stays there for 5 to 7 years.
Yes.
And when it exits, they want to be able to make sure that there are BEE operators that take their place, actual operators, and they themselves are conform to the good code of BEE practice as outlined by the government and soon to be gazetted.
Martin Creamer, thank you very much. Martin is the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. It's always interesting at the coalface, and Martin joins us at the same time next Friday for the very latest on what's happening out in the real economy. Siemens.